Religious conservatives around the country are rallying to the defense of a wedding chapel in North Idaho whose owners don't want to perform gay marriages. The mayor of Coeur d'Alene and governor of Idaho are being inundated by hundreds of calls and thousands of emails, even though neither has taken any action against the wedding chapel. Jessica Robinson has more.
The quaint Old West-style wedding chapel called the Hitching Post is just across the street from the county courthouse in Coeur d'Alene. The owners filed a preemptive federal lawsuit against the city right after same-sex marriage became legal in Idaho. Donald and Evelyn Knapp say in court papers that gay marriage is against their religious beliefs. They fear jail time and fines if they turn away a gay couple because Coeur d'Alene has a city ordinance that bars discrimination based on sexual orientation. City spokesman Keith Erickson says more than 2,300 protest messages have come into the mayor's office. But Erickson says the city has not cited the Hitching Post.
The city has no intention to take action. I mean, nobody's complained or filed a formal inquiry on why are they denying same-sex marriages.
This case brings up the same issues as other disputes involving a flower shop in Washington and a bakery in Oregon that refused to provide services for same-sex weddings. The couple that owns the Hitching Post are both ordained ministers, so they might qualify for an exemption, but that's complicated by the fact that their wedding chapel is a for-profit business. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.